Thank you, Christy, and all of you who give testimony to God's grace in your life. And, you know, is it not one of the greatest joys to be a part of a community of faith, to hear what God does in people's lives? Frank, thanks for sharing. And Annika and Tim, and just to hear the stories of the way God has used you. Larry, leading your grandfather to the Lord is just, it is an awesome thing. You know, to be in church today and to watch on the platform a choir with young people and older people and people in between giving praise to God for his faithfulness is just such a joy for me to say, okay, this is what I want more than, you know, anything, is to be a part of a community of faith in which God is working in people's lives and people are coming to Christ and people are sharing the gospel of Christ. I said, this is what God is doing in the world. And we get to taste it. We don't hear every Sunday morning all the details, and there are many others, but how great is it as in my shoes to listen to you give thanks to God for what he has done in your life. And it is the reason why the church is so important in God's plan. God is building his church. It's not a building. It is the people who follow Christ. And then say to the world, I'll go to the Muslims. I'll go to Sudan. We'll build a school there. I'll go to Germany. And, you know, we are a part of the history of a church of the 122 years of history of building people up and sending them out. And we want to do that for as many years as we can before the Lord returns. And that's why we're in this project together. Our next step, really, we are praying that we'll all celebrate in the offerings of our resources to build a campus in Erie and to improve what we can do here for the purpose of building up the church and sending the church out into the world. Are you not glad to be a part of something like that? And this is really what we're about. We weren't sure how this morning was going to go. And so, it's now time for the message. Which Greg said, you know, aren't you glad we preach the Bible every day? So I'm going to share two verses from the last chapter of our book that we started June 26th, 2 Corinthians. And it's been kind of a slow crawl through the book, and actually in the last couple of weeks we've been moving kind of fast through sections, and today is what we're going to do as our conclusion, although I have another message from chapter 13 that I'm going to give some other time. But the ending verses of 2 Corinthians chapter 13, beginning around verse 11, simply says this, and this is going to suit us this morning for our conclusion. Finally, brethren, this is Paul saying goodbye to the Corinthians. His conclusion is farewell. Rejoice. Be made complete. Be comforted. Be like-minded. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. I'll stop there for a moment. Rejoice. That's kind of a active command. It's sort of a salutation. It was a common greeting. Have joy. May the joy of God be on you. It's sort of my farewell. God's joy to you. Rejoice. And then these two passive concepts. Be complete. Be comforted. They're in the passive tense, which indicates that this is what you receive from God. Be complete, which happens as you trust in Christ and walk in Christ, and he He completes us in one sense that we are saved by grace through faith and we grow in his likeness, and so we are becoming mature. And it's the sense that let God do this to you and let God comfort. Be comforted. Not something that you comfort yourselves, but be comforted by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we could go back to the opening chapter in which God tells us that some of our suffering experiences occur to us so that God may comfort us with his own comfort. And then when we get comforted in our sorrow and sadness and sickness and suffering, we're able in some future day to be able to comfort those who suffer in the way that we once did. Be comforted. And then there are two active ideas which do depend on us because of what God has done to us. God comforts us, God completes us, and then two action verbs. Be like-minded and live at peace. That's a nice church to be a part of. A church that has a like-mindedness, not divided, not subject to schisms, but a like-mindedness. And all I can say about the mind that we must have as Calvary Bible Church in 2011 is, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who did not think equality with God was something that he had to grasp, but he took upon himself the form of a servant, and he humbled himself even to the point of death. Let that mind be in you. That's the like-mindedness that we need here in Calvary. And then live in peace. I want to live in peace. I'll tell you what, the last 2 months, I have personally perceived a very heightened sense of what we preached about 2 weeks ago, spiritual battle. And I think it's because we're trying to move our church ahead into an area that's going to expand the kingdom of God. I'm absolutely, personally, I don't have perfect knowledge. But my perception is I have, and our church has, been subject to spiritual battle because of our longing to say, what is the next step? And this is going to take a step of faith, and it's going to require us to get outside of ourselves and be sacrificial and go to places that we haven't been before. And I think that's going to be hard. And in the context of that, I'll bring this passage down. Let's be like-minded, Christ first, whatever that means. And let's live at peace with each other. And if we have things that we get crosswise with, let's deal with them in the way that we ought to, in a biblical way, and we'll get it straightened out, because we want to live at peace so that no conflict will jeopardize what God wants to do in our church in this day and age. And all the joyous things that we've just heard, we want to hear more and more and more of those things in the years to come. Greet one another with a holy kiss. It's another verb. We could do that after the service. This was a very Christian distinctive way to greet each other with a holy kiss, which was, hey, we're family. We're connected. We're family. More than a handshake, although maybe some equivalent to what is, but it's more than a knuckle bump. You know, this is like, we're together here. We're family. And I love you. And we are committed to being like-minded in the family of God. All the saints greet you. And then this benediction, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Spirit be with you all. Oh, man. I want to be in that kind of church where the grace of Christ is known among us, the love of God is characterized in our relationship, and the fellowship of the Spirit, the shared life, that we walk in the Spirit together and we enjoy life in God. That's what kind of church I want to lead, I want to be a part of, and I want to extend. Today was our day to collect our cards, our commitments. What will our part be in our next step? And we're going to do that this morning. And we're going to trust them together on whatever that next step, where that takes us. You've heard about the project, and we've been praying it up now in our hearts. And this morning when we take our offering, it's going to be with joy. There's a couple details. This is the card. If you have lost yours or failed to recall that we're going to do this today, we'll get you one. Okay? And we're going to move ahead in the will of God toward this project, a $5.2 million project. So henceforth, whenever you're making a gift toward our next step, in the memo line of your check or somewhere in your giving, you're saying our next step. It can't be in lieu of your regular giving to Calvary, because we have a ministry that we're funding and keeping going. So this is sort of above and beyond. And I hope that what you have heard this morning will make your heart say, I want more of testimonies like that, where people are rescued, people are saved, people are transformed, and people are hearing the call of God. I'll go there. And that's what kind of church we're building. And so it's worth all that we can give to it. Right? Okay, so I'm going to lead us in prayer, and our ushers are going to come. And we're going to give this morning, and if you're able to turn that card in this morning, it will help us as we begin to move down the road and celebrate what God's going to do in the years ahead. So I'm going to lead us in prayer. Our ushers are going to come, and then we're going to go out singing this morning. Let's pray together. Our Father, it's with real joy that we've been able to be together today to celebrate what you have done in the lives of some of our members, what you're doing in the life of our church. And I pray that you will just bring to fervency our love for you and our love for one another, and that we will, by your grace, live at peace with each other, that we will be like-minded, that all we do will be for the glory of God and the advancement of your kingdom and the proclamation of a gospel message of Jesus Christ that changes lives. And I pray that we'll see increasingly more of this here and in Erie as we trust you for what you're going to do. Lord, make us a grateful and generous people. And Lord, I pray that the gifts that we give and the pledges that we make for the years ahead will result in the building of your kingdom until you come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.